right, as we come back here to Cub Stadium, we're counting the countdown to kickoff is on. And let's send you down the field, and Tommy is going to talk to Coach Danny Youngs.
Coach Youngs, a big victory last week against Bryan. Thoughts on the game, and what were the high points, what were the low points?
Well, you know, the way it started, probably the low point, but the high point was definitely the way our kids responded after giving up that opening drive touchdown. Couldn't be prouder of them, the way they came back in battle and, you know, really steadied the ship the rest of the game, and just was real proud of the way they played.
What can you tell us about Khalil?
You can see, you know, you deal with 6'8", they're going to be big, size is big. You know, they got good athletes. You know, their record doesn't really say what they really are. And, you know, it's always going to be tough when you go up against 6'8" schools. They're just bigger and, you know, just got more kids. And, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, good football game tonight.
Do you have a specific game plan to start the game?
Score more points than they do. That's about the best
that's
one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's about the best one we got. We just want to go out and execute and make sure, you know, at the end of the night we're better the end of this week than we were last week.
Very good. Well, good luck. We'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you after the game.
Sounds great. Thanks, sir.
All right, that was Tommy with Coach Danny Youngs. Great answer there from Coach. And we got more to come here on the pregame as we send you back to the studios. And here's some more from our sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall, and you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Back we go here on the pregame for the Brenham Cubs as they get taken on the Killeen Kangaroos. And Tommy, that's about the most honest answer I think Coach has ever given.
I tell you what, that I really almost lost it because that is the classic answer. It was the best I've ever heard.
Absolutely. And it's so basic, too. Yep, that's the biggest thing. Score more points than they do.
That's it. You score more points, you win the game.
Absolutely. And now turning to, we're going to take a look at some of the other games going on around the area. Two other games going on in, or actually three other games going on tonight in our district. Waco University, they're on the road at Killeen Shoemaker. Everybody else is playing tomorrow night. And then you got Belleville at Hitchcock, and Bryan playing host to George Ranch. Now, Brenham's district team's in action tomorrow night. Bryan Rutter will be at home taking on Nacogdoches. Belton will be on the road at San Angelo Central. Waco High School is going to take on Navasota. And Colleen Ellison is going to play host to Red Oak. In other area action, it is Sealy at Bay City, Brazos Wallace at Schulenburg, Wharton at Hempstead. Waller is off this week. Anderson Shiro at Shepherd, College Station at A&M Consolidated. That ought to be a really good game.
Other than being right here with the Cubs, mm-hmm. that would be a really exciting game to be at.
Absolutely. And then you got Smithville at Caldwell, Lexington at Grosbeck. Rockdale is at Giddings, and Giddings having their homecoming tomorrow, and that's also going to be our sister station, KTEX 106, the Friday face-off game of the week, and you can look for Courtney Cartwright out there broadcasting in the KTEX Country Cruiser. Also, LaGrange at Taylor, and Columbus is at Madisonville. Burton Panthers, they're off this week for the Washington County Fair, and meanwhile, Milano's at Moody, and then they got a big rivalry game with Snook and Somerville over at the Rock tomorrow night, and so some good action there if you want to take in some other games around the area. And meanwhile, we're going to take another break, and we've got more to come here on the pregame as we hear from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
And we welcome you back. We're coming to you live from Cub Stadium. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this special Thursday night of Brenham Cub football. And whether you're here in the stadium listening to us, or if you happen to be out at the Washington County Fair, we're glad you could be along for the ride here tonight. And meanwhile, it's time to take a look at your Brenham Cub starting lineup. And the starting lineup is brought to you by Collier Construction. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction at Highway 290 West in Brenham. And for the Brenham Cubs at quarterback, it'll be Jordan Harvey, a senior. At running back, Jacoby Dixon, a sophomore. They run three wide receivers out there, and all three of them are juniors. Chris Guidry, Cartel Brown, and Zyron Upshaw. The H-back is Hagan Frank. He's a junior. On the offensive line, you've got at center Antoine Nahara. Nahara, he's a junior. Andre Mejica, and he's a guard. Aaron Carlisle, he's a sophomore. He's at the other guard spot. At the tackles, you got Dawson Moran, who's a sophomore. Landon Flasowski is a senior. And the place kicker is sophomore, Blue Sinega. And then on the Cub defense, defensive tackles, you got Darius Brown, who's a senior. Joe Rodriguez, a sophomore. At the defensive ends, you got Jace Miller, a junior, and Mason Sieber, a junior. That linebacking core has been the heart of the defense so far in the early going this year. Doyle Brown, a junior. Christian Prosper, a junior. And Caleb Espinoza, also a junior. Corners are Liedrich Walker, a sophomore, and Cartel Brown, a junior. And then at free safety, it's Quincy Adams. He's a junior. And strong safety, Jabrion Moore. He's a senior. And the punter is junior, Landon Zelinka. And that is a look at your Brenham Cup starting lineup brought to you by Collier Construction Company. And we're going to take another break and be back. We've got with more after we hear these words from our sponsors.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South. South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
All right, as we come back here, we are getting ready for the kickoff. And before we do that, it's time to find out who's going to be our winner in the first touchdown tonight. And the first touchdown sponsored by Nathan's Barbecue. And Tommy, who are we going to have tonight as our lucky contestant?
Look at that. A regular.
Delano Klossmeyer. And so, congratulations, Delano. And is it Delano or Delano or?
Klossmeyer.
And so, congratulations, Delano. And you get a rack of ribs courtesy of Nathan's Barbecue. The Cubs, when they score the first touchdown of the game. And Nathan's Barbecue, proud to sponsor the first touchdown of the game. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, homestyle fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is the turkey and dressing. You make the call, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street. Proud supporters of various sports. And for your chance to win during the first touchdown, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register. And we had us a couple of barbecue sandwiches from over there before the game tonight, and they were absolutely wonderful.
It hit the spot just right on time. They were, did a great job. The ladies did a great job. So.
Oh, yeah, and then those chips, too.
Oh, the chips. Oh, my gosh. Don't even talk about the chips.
Yeah.
But on Delano, what Delano needs to do, Doug, he needs to be sure and give you a call.
Okay.
You know, down at the station.
Yeah.
So. Well, we're joking, Delano, but give Doug a call and tell him thank you.
Yeah, so. And just come by the office when it reopens tomorrow, and they'll have it ready for you. In the meantime, the color guard is out, and we're just about ready for our national anthem here at Cubs Stadium as fans continuing to file in here for tonight's game between the Brenham Cubs and the Killeen Kangaroos. And it should be a good one. Cubs, of course, playing with another 6A team this year, which is something Coach likes to do. He likes to challenge his team. He doesn't like to put any pushovers on the schedule.
Do you know what? I admire Coach Young so much for that. You know, even though this has been a number of years ago, going back to my days, you know, what our coaches did with that non-district schedule, he scheduled us heavy opponents.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You may come up on the short end, maybe. But what it does, it only makes you a better team is all it does. So, again, congratulations to Coach for, you know, putting up that schedule and that challenging his team. That's what I call it, challenging his team.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll have our national anthem and the coin toss. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Tecron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Tecron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Tecron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlokman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlokman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
The pregame show is brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Hyundai of Brenham, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegeler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Kendra Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Chrissy Schultman with Farmers Insurance Agency, H-E-B in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College.
All right. right, as we come back here to Cubs Stadium, and then let's go down to the field for the presentation of the colors and our national anthem.
Since the spirit of the national anthem is contained more in the words than in the music, we join in singing as the Brenham High School Band, under the direction of Eric Reddy, plays the Star Spangled Banner.
Guard making its way off the field, and a presentation of the national anthem, and also some special guests down on the field tonight for the Cubs. They are joined by members of the Washington County Youth Football League, and they are ran out through the tunnel with the players, and now they're got to be on the field for the anthem. And for these young men, something in the future to look forward to.
There we go. Future Cubs.
Absolutely. I know that's something Coach Youngs is big on, is building for the future. And up next should be the coin toss. And then we'll be ready for the opening kickoff. And captains this evening for the Cubs are Liedrich Walker Jr., Cartel Brown, Anthony Nahara, and Christian Prosper.
The captains are meeting midfield for the coin toss. Representing the Kangaroos, number 1, Timothy Burton. Number 44, Captain Adair. 45, Deshaun McHenry. And number 52, Jennifer Lee. Representing the Cubs, number 5, Liedrich Walker. Number 8, Cartel Brown. Number 22, Christian Prosper. And number 60, Antoine Nahara.
Yeah, we're waiting on the official coin toss from the referee. A lot more instruction than they normally give. Now, here we go.
Mike, I got a phone call today.
Here, what do you call it? Third and second half.
Coach continuing his philosophy.
Yep.
Win that toss and defer.
Yep. And so the Kangaroos will receive to start the ball game. Cubs are going to kick it off. Cubs will defend the south goal. Kangaroos will defend the north goal. And our first half kickoff is brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And this year, they're partnering with Brenham ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving away a vehicle. They know the value of hard work and want to celebrate the students who put in the effort. Go Cubs! All right, here we go. Blue Sinega teeing it up for the Cubs.
Number one, Kennedy Boatner. Number four, Raymond Howard. And number five, Dante Thomas.
Timothy Boatner, Raymond Howard, and Entree Thomas, deep for Killeen.
And it's going to be fielded at the goal line by the Kangaroos. And this is Howard on the Raymond Howard on the return. And he gets a big one as he found the seam.
Raymond Howard returned the kick. He was tackled by number 21, Quincy Adams. Kick was returned all the way into Cup territory.
Yeah, let's see where they're going to spot the football.
Big return there by Killeen.
Yeah, it's going
to finally run out of bounds by Ethan Oschenbeck.
Yeah, ball going to be spotted at the Cub 43-yard line. Yeah, it's a good position for the Kangaroos to start. D'Angelo Ingram, the quarterback. And handoff and the running back tripped, and that was Cardae Hicks, and the Cubs were right there on top of him.
Lost his footing there a little bit, and good job of getting right on it was Darius Brown for the Cubs.
That'll move that back to the 47-yard line. It'll bring him second down at 14, a loss of four on the play. Man in motion, and it's an end around. Cubs sniff it out. That was Raymond Howard, the ball carrier.
Great job there by Doyle Brown, making a big stop for the Cubs.
And now they're back into Kangaroo territory. And
that's what we want to see.
Yeah, and so bring up third and long here as we're just underway.
We're going to have a third and 20 from the Kangaroo 47-yard line.
And Ingram back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. Pass is caught. And complete to number 7, Antoine Warren. But well short of the first down.
Good job there by Ledrick Walker for the Cubs. Coming up to get him up, push him out of bounds.
And so it's to the Cub 47-yard line. And that means that the Kangaroos will have to punt.
Deep for the Cubs, Jabrion Moore.
And back to kick is Timothy Boatner. And he gets this one away. And Moore to the complete opposite side of the field, rolls out of bounds at about the 9 yard, 10 or 9, I think the 10 yard line is where they're going to spot it.
I believe that was planned, trying to keep the ball out of the hands of Jabrion Moore.
The play clock will be kept on the field by the officials.
And just got word from Dan Jordan, our public address announcer, that the play clock not working this evening, so the play clock is going to be kept on the field by the game clock working, but the play clock not, so the play clock will be kept on the field by the officials. And Jordan Harvey leads the Cub offense out on the field. And back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. And pass is complete, wide open. And that is Hagen Frank to tip the H-back, and he's going to go coast to coast. 90 yards for the touchdown. What a way to start the ball game.
Wow.
Whoa. Hagen Frank, the junior, that's, I believe, his first reception of the season. And he goes the distance, and the Cubs are on the board.
Oh, my gosh. Woo.
And now let's see if the Cubs. So it appeared that they were going to go for two. Now they're sending out the extra point team.
Tell you what, we actually did that last week against Brian, Doug, and it was successful.
And Senega now. Hurry on. You know, somebody forgot to tell the kicker. Yeah, we had movement on the line. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 10:19 left to go in the first quarter, Cubs lead at 7-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Brenham Produce thanks you for voting them the best feed store in Washington County. For all your feed needs, visit the Little Feed Mill in downtown Brenham.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Shop where the builders shop, Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
And a kickoff by Blue Senega. That's going to sail out of the back of the end zone. And it'll be a touchback for the Kangaroos. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. But, Tommy, let's go back to that play there. I mean, Hagen Frank just wide open.
I'm telling you, what the Cubs did is they were lined up strong, right, with even with Jacoby Dixon in the slot on the right side. Jordan Harvey, the only individual in the backfield. And Hagen Frank goes just right up the middle, wide open. And that was special. Really special.
And quarterback bobbled the snap and just had to throw that one away. Yeah, so that'll bring up second down and 10.
Here, we still have fireworks from that 90-yard pass.
Yeah.
And we got to get on the stick here.
Ingram takes a snap. He's going to put it in the air. Pass is caught. And that's complete to Raymond Howard. He gets up to the 37-yard line and picks up the first down.
Quincy Adams in on the stop for the Cubs.
Quincy Adams made the stop. And it's not for a first down. First and 10 from the 37.
And the snap, play action. And he's going to keep it himself and runs right into the Cubs. And we're going to get a sack on the play.
Mason Sieber making the big stop there for the Cubs.
Good job by the junior defensive line. And that'll bring up second down.
looks like the Kangaroos pretty well made up their mind. They're going to throw the football.
And ball back to the 32-yard line. We'll bring them second down at 15. And this one batted up in the air. And they somehow come, or is, no, it's incomplete. And so it'll bring up third.
When that ball went up, I was hoping one of our defensive personnel were going to come up with the ball.
Yeah. Because, yeah, they could have come down with it. They had an open field in the end zone. And they go back to pass again. He's going to put it in the air. And pass is going to be caught. Antoine Warren, and he will go into the end zone for the touchdown. 68 yards for the touchdown.
Tell you what, the ball was underthrown, Doug, and actually what he did is, you know, our defender had good coverage on him, but he came back for the ball and left our defender, you know, just off balance, and it was an easy touchdown there for Killeen.
And Dawood Shadani with the extra point. And the extra point is good. And so with 9:17 left to go in the first quarter, we're now tied up at 7 apiece. Back with the next kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids. 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Reliable Homes of Sealy. For the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Subway. Freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person. With 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105. Featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge. Making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service Cary Tyamek community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And there is the kickoff. It's going to be fielded by the Cubs at the 20-yard line. And this is going to be Cartel Brown on the return. And he'll be brought down at about the 27-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Cubs.
Jamarcus Wilder on the stop there for Killeen.
So we're tied up at 7-7. We've got 9:09 left to play here in the first quarter. Harvey in the backfield. He's going to put in the air pass complete to Jacoby Dixon. And he's out across the 30 to the 35. And he's run out of bounds.
Just hit Jacoby Dixon out there in that right flat. Nice move there by Jacoby with an 8-yard gain.
That'll get up to the 35-yard line.
Cameron Blocker ran him out of bounds for the Kangaroos.
Second down and 2. Harvey takes a snap. And he's going to put it in the air. Pass incomplete.
Intended for Cartel Brown.
He was looking for Cartel, and Cartel wanting a holding flag thrown against the defender.
John Wyatt on the coverage there for the Kangaroos.
And so that'll bring up third down and 2 for the Cubs. And in motion. And give this to Jacoby Dixon. And Jacoby is going to be stopped. I think he's going to be short of the
I think he just got back to the line of scrimmage.
It looks like they did give him a yard.
They did give him a yard.
So it'll be fourth and one. And now let's see if Coach decides to roll the dice here. And it looks like the Cubs are going to take their first time out of the first half. And so we'll take them with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman and Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952, with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Back we go, and Harvey puts it in the air. It falls incomplete, but we do have a flag down. And let's see what the call is going to be here. We're in the first quarter, 8:07 left.
So far, it's not a shortage of excitement, is it?
Absolutely not. And it is going to be pass interference against the Kangaroos. And so that'll be an automatic first down for the Cubs.
Big plus there. Keep those chains moving.
And so this will put them into Kangaroo territory down to the 49-yard line. And hand off to Kobe Dixon. Dixon finds the hole around the 40, 35, 30, 25. Down the line, Jacoby Dixon, touchdown Cubs! Jacoby Dixon from 49 yards out gives the Cubs the lead once again.
Hey, that looks simple.
And now Bucinega for the extra point. Got a hold of the punter, landed in Zelinka. And before the snap, we got a whistle. And one of the linemen jumped offside. And so now Coach is going to send the offense back on the field and go for two. Yeah, it looks like they're going to have Jacoby Dixon running down the Wildcat. And they jump again. Or is this going to be on the Cubs this time? Okay. It's going to be on the Cubs. So
oh, my goodness.
Now they're going to send the kicking team back on. So now Sinegon on for the point after try. Kick is up.
right.
And it's good. And so with 7:56 left to go in the first quarter, Cubs now lead it 14-7. Back into we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger, now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Park. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
All aboard!
And as we come back, the kickoff goes out of the back of the end zone. And so the Kangaroos will take the touchback and end up at their own 25-yard line. We got 7:56 left to play here in the first quarter. Cubs lead it 14-7. And so far it's three touchdowns, all in big plays tonight, Tommy.
No doubt about it. Going back to that last touchdown by Jacoby Dixon, we're going to give credit to that offensive line for the Cubs. They opened a hole for Jacoby. He broke it to the outside, right outside, and goes down the sidelines untouched. Great job by that offensive line.
And so now Ingram leads the offense out on the field. And hand off. This is to Carday Hicks. And the Cubs bring him down after a gain of a couple.
Big stop there by Caleb Espinosa for the Cubs.
He's going to bring him second down and eight. I'm going to put it in the air, jump ball, and we got a flag down as the pass was going for Raymond Howard. Wouldn't hear from the official.
I think this one's going against us.
And it is pass interference against the Cubs, so that'll move it up to the 42-yard line and gives the Kangaroos an automatic first down. And so Colleen marching now, play action. Pass is going to be caught by Timothy Boatner. But the Cubs are right there to greet him.
I tell you what, great job there by Jay Brown Moore coming up to make that stop. What is that, 1 or 2 yard loss? Good job, Jay Brown.
And so that'll bring up second and long. I'm going to say just got back to the line of scrimmage, so second and 10. And Ingram going to tuck it and run. And he is going to meet up with Mr. Doyle Brown, and he will not get that first down.
Yeah, good job there by Doyle Brown coming up to make that stop for the Cubs.
Into the 46-yard line. And I'll bring up third down. And Cubs are coming on the all-out blitz, and he avoided it, and somehow Ingram's got the first down.
Coming up to make that stop for the Cubs, Quincy Adams.
And he gets it into Cub territory to the 41, Ingram showing off his athletic ability. Don't know how he got out of there because the Cubs
It was just excellent pursuit by the Cubs. And he just dodged every one of them.
And it's a ball at the 42-yard line of the Cubs, down first and 10. And we're going to get a whistle. And so the offense gets called for a false start. That'll push him back 5 yards and make it first and 15 with 6:03 left to go here in the first quarter. And a handoff that is up the middle. And that is Carney Hicks, the ball carrier. He'll pick up the first down and more.
So it's just straight up the middle handoff there, Doug, and finally brought down by Quincy Adams.
Senior running back there for Killeen. And brings up first and 10. Ball now at the Cub 31-yard line. And handoff once again goes to Hicks. And we got some drive
there. I want to see where this flag's going to go.
Yeah. Jonah Telalui, senior offensive lineman. I don't see his helmet. I don't know if he ripped it off or he got it ripped off, but he was out there without a helmet.
Okay, how does that work now? Would that be an unsportsmanlike?
I would
say. If he gets a second one, he's out the game. Correct?
Right.
And I would think this should go against the Kangaroos.
Yeah.
Got dead ball foul. Unfortunately, conduct for the offense.
Oh,
that's big.
And that's a 15-yarder against Killeen. So that'll push him back to the 44-yard line. That's going to make it first and 23 for the Kangaroos with 5:27 left to play. Ingram, oh, it's a fake Boatner, pulls it out, and he's going to keep it himself. And Jabrion Moore over to make the tackle, but not before he gains a large chunk of that yardage back.
So, good job there by Jabrion coming up to make that stop.
Second and 15 from the 36-yard line. That's a clock ticking up. 4:53 left to go here in the first quarter.
Hey, how you doing?
And pass is complete to Antoine Warren.
Cartel Brown coming up to make the stop.
Got up to the 24-yard line, and that'll bring up third down. And the completed pass by Killeen, and so that'll bring a fourth down.
A pass intended for Warren again.
And so here we go, fourth and two, and they're going to go for it. He's going to put it in the air toward the end zone. And that is going to be caught. Touchdown. And that is Deontre Thomas.
Touchdown. And Christian Prosper on the cover is it, Doug. Ball underthrown again, and, you know, he's got the advantage on the defender there. Had him covered, but came back for the ball and caught it for the touchdown.
And the extra point is good. And we got a whistle.
It was good, but there is a flag on the card.
Offsides on the defense. The kick is good.
We have 4 minutes and 9 seconds left in the first quarter. The score is all tied up. Cubs 14, Amory 14.
And so 4:09 left, and we'll get ready for the kickoff. This time, though, let's just do 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Focus Care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Glass Mart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
All right, as we go, we're getting close to the end of the first quarter here. It's 4:09 left to play. We're tied 14-14, and it looks like we're in the midst of another shootout.
Deep for the Cubs, Cartel Brown, Javion Moore, and Jacoby Dixon taken by Cartel Brown.
And Brown around the end trying to find the seam. He's across the 30, and up to the 40, to the 50, and he's finally knocked down into Kangaroo territory. And a big big run back by Cartel.
Nice run back there. They starting to come in on the angle on him. He was trying to make a cut back to the right side and lost his foot in. But good return. Great return there by Cartel.
And ball spot on the 45-yard line. First and 10 for the Cubs with 3:58 left to play here in the first quarter. Man in motion is Chris Guidry. Hand off to Kobe Dixon. Dixon bouncing off a defender. And he's got some room out across the 40. And he's up close to another first down for the Cubs.
Tell you what, ran into a log jam there right at that offensive line. Jacoby broke it back to the right sideline, went down that sideline. Nice game. Well, they didn't give him what I felt he deserved. Oh, did they give him the first down?
They did give it to him, man. Yeah, he was up to the 35-yard line. And hand off.
Oh, he broke a tackle.
And Dixon breaks it, and he's out across the 35 and down to the 32-yard line. Excuse me, that's the 28-yard line, excuse me. So a 7-yard pickup.
Brought down by Kelton Adair for the Kangaroos.
It's a snap. And off.
That was Blackshire, Doug.
That was Blackshire taking it. Jeremiah Blackshire with his first carry of the game, and he's up to the 26-yard line.
Going to bring up third and one from the 26-yard line.
And we're clock ticking down to 2:40.
There it is.
Okay, I missed what happened there.
I think the defender just pushed Chris Guidry flat to the ground. Didn't have a chance to even go after. He had two steps on him.
And so we'll see what happens with the penalty here. The clock stops with 2:25.
Here I'm doing all this talking, and I may be wrong, but I don't think so.
Offsides on the defense. Pass interference against the offense. Both offset. Third down.
Offsetting penalties.
And I was wrong, Doug. Evidently, they said Guidry pushed off.
Okay. And so now we got third down. And we have Jacoby Dixon lined up in the Wildcat. He's going to dig it himself, go behind the line, and he breaks through, and he's into the end zone.
How about that?
Touchdown! Jacoby Dixon from 36 yards away. Touchdown number two on the night. And now it's... comes through. Uh-oh. Flag down inside the five. And now just waiting for some clarification.
After the play, dead ball crowd, on sports like conduct, on Grinnell. That will be enforced on the kickoff.
Yeah, I'm going to call something down on my phone for you replay. Now I got to show you this building.
And kick is up. And so that will make it now 21-14 Cubs with 2:18 left to go in the second quarter. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Red.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats hand-cut just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Thielman Construction and Stegett Thielman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
And the Cubs kick it off. And it is going to be missed and now picked up by the Kangaroos. And they return it up to the 40-yard line. And that is where we will have it, where they'll have it. First and 10.
That's Teontre Thomas, Doug.
And so with 2:11 left to play, Cubs have taken a 21-14 lead.
Before Rain and Howard returned to pick, it's at number 22, Christian Foster.
And it's a wild spot at the 41-yard line. Pretty good field position. Yeah, fumble on the field.
Fumble.
Got it.
It's 99. Cole Whitfield?
Cole Whitfield. Oh, no, it's 55, Darius
59.
Brown.
55, Darius Brown. Darius Brown. Sorry about that, folks.
Darius Brown with the fumble recovery, and now the Cubs have got the ball back.
I tell you, that was a really strong rush there by Darius Brown.
I mean, he just right to, and it's like it was a bad snap, and the quarterback didn't know how to react. And by the time he did, Brown was already on top of it. And so now first and 10 for the Cubs. Chance to add on the exclamation point here in the quarter. Harvey back out there. And pass to Dixon. And now he's going to put it up in the air.
Touchdown.
And let's see who's on the other end of that. That is Chris Guidry. And that's a Brenham Cub touchdown.
You know who threw that pass? Jacoby Dixon.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Jacoby Dixon on the flea flicker, a 35-yard touchdown pass to Chris Guidry. And it's now 1:57 left to play in the first quarter, and Cubs about to tack up, see if they can tack on the extra point. And Sudeikis puts it through. And that'll make it 28-14 with a minute 57. Back with the kickoff at DeWeer, 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys at the Bluebonnet Shopping Center for savings on all your favorite brands.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market, providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham, proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Davari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
And the kickoff to the sail high and deep. And on the return, that is Triante Thomas. He's got a little running room, and he gets it up almost to the cup, almost to the Killeen 40-yard line. So it's a nice return there for the Kangaroos.
And on the tack for the Cubs, Quincy Adams and Zyron Upshaw.
And so that with the holding against the Killeen Kangaroos, and so that'll push him back. Referee explained that's a spot of the foul penalty, and so now it depends on where they end up. And the referee's still going backwards.
26?
16. With a minute 47. And it was Hicks on the carry. No gain. Might have even lost a couple.
Darius Brown in on the stop there for the Cubs.
Down to a minute 25. And he's going back to pass. And it is complete to number 30. That is Quentin Moody, the tight end. And the senior will get it up to the 32-yard line.
J.B.R. Moore in on the stop for the Cubs.
And we're going to get a whistle.
Ball start. Offense. You're not set. First down.
And so a false start called against Killeen. That'll push him back 5 yards. And they're going to put it in the air. And he's just got to throw that one away. It does Ingram.
Ingram's pass is out of bounds. Bring up second and 15 from the 28-yard.
Good coverage there by that Cub defensive backfield.
Yeah, so we got 56 seconds left to go in the quarter. And play action. Yeah, that one is complete.
Cleveland
Edmonds passes
complete number 4, Wayne Howard.
That's that now.
38 yard line. 235.
And throws that one, passes complete to Antoine Warren, and he picks up the first down.
Cleveland Edmonds passes complete number 7, Antoine Warren. Out to the 42-yard line, first and 10 for the Kangaroos.
47-yard line in the handoff. And they've got an open man, and down, it's Carter Hicks. It's a race to the end zone. Breaks the tackle, and he's in the end zone for the touchdown.
Number 2, Carter Hicks. There's an in-point touchdown.
And no flags down, so it wasn't guarded. That would be a 52-yard run.
Carday Hicks. A couple of missed, huge missed tackles there by the Cubs.
Extra point is up, and it's good.
The extra point by Dogwood out of Macedonia is good. With 11 seconds left in the first quarter. So the Cubs 28 and lose 21.
And so we are going to come have a kickoff and come back. This time, let's just hear 30 seconds from the sports friend.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
All right, we come back here. We got 11 seconds left to go in the first quarter, and it is the Cubs 28 and Killeen 21.
Cartel Brown, Kendrick Walker, Jacoby Dixon deep.
It's Cartel, or excuse me, it's
Walker.
Walker taking it on the return. And Walker up to the 36-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Cubs.
Jamarcus Wilder in on the stop for the Kangaroos.
Cubs have got time for just one play. 4 seconds left on the clock. And they're going to be kneeling the ball, getting it back. To start the second half. And so here we go with the kickoff, or excuse me, with the first play on this drive. And handoff goes to Jacoby. And he hurdles one of his own teammates who was down on the ground and gets it up to the 39. And that will bring us to the end of the first quarter of play with our score, the Brenham Cubs 28 and the And the Wizards, they are number 21. And we'll be, Killeen Kangaroos, 21. So 28-21, Cubs in lead. Back at we here, 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Awards and more. Creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out. Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham. If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today, 281-888-1464.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-658-7000 today for a free estimate.
Call Amy Moore, an eXp Realtor, at 979-203-3563. She'll make your dreams come true.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Text you can trust to be on the level.
And on the first play of the second quarter, it is... Well, we got time called. And false start called against the Cubs. And so that'll push him back 5 yards. We are in the second quarter, just getting underway. Cubs lead at 28-21 over the Killeen Kangaroos. Looking. And bad snap over Harvey's head, and he's just going to eat that one. Cubs lose it all the way back to the 32-yard line. And so that's going to bring a fourth down at 6. And the Cubs will send Zelenka on to punt for the first time in the ball game. And passes, the punt's going to be fielded.
Raymond Howard.
And
nice stop there by Doyle Brown for the Cubs.
And so now it will be 1st and 10 for the Kangaroos. Ball will be spotted at their own 48-yard line. And the handoff goes up the middle. That was Carday Hicks on the carry.
Job Rodriguez in on the stop for the Cubs.
And back to pass. Now he's going to take it and run. And pass incomplete. He was trying to go deep.
I believe it's 6, though.
Up, or did he catch it?
Yes, he did.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and so extra point try. By Dawood Al-Mashinardi. Mashinardi. kick is up, and it's good. And so we are all tied up at 28 apiece as we head with 9:48 left to go in the second quarter. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
And for the Cubs on the return,
Jacoby Dixon.
And Jacoby gets a big return out across the 40-yard line, and that'll set him up in good position with 9:39 left to go here in the second quarter. And Cubs and the Kangaroos all tied up at the 28 apiece.
Finally brought down by Shadrach Gordon for the Kangaroos.
And so here we go. That was
Cartel Brown.
Cartel on the end around there. Cartel gets it up to the 45-yard line. Clock keeps rolling with 9:15 left to play in the second quarter. Go drop
play. Zyron Upshaw.
Zyron Upshaw with his first carry of the night.
Number 14, Zyron Upshaw carried the ball. He's got by number 24, Vincent Moody.
Vincent Moody in on the stop for the Kangaroos.
As we're coming down to 8.5 minutes left to play until halftime. Coming up at halftime, we'll have the Brenham High School Marching Band and their performance, as well as our Match Skies halftime naptime giveaway. And a lot more. So be sure you stay with us. And now the Wildcat, Dixon, the ball carrier. And this time the Jaguars saw it coming.
Say what, Jacoby actually lost his footing and good pursuit there by the Kangaroos and stopped him. I think that was no gain. We're going to call it no gain.
Back to the 46-yard line.
And so here we go. Jacoby Dixon. Oh, they hit out of bounds. Where's the flag? And there is a flag down. Should be a late hit on top of the run.
Yeah, Jacoby was actually 4 yards out of bounds when he pushed him into the track.
That is the Kangaroo territory, but there is a flag on the play.
Another great, good run there by Jacoby Dixon.
Here the Cubs go back out on offense with 7:40 left to play until the half. Tied at 28 apiece. Harvey with Zyron Upshaw in the backfield. About to throw it. He's going to put it up in the air. Looking for Chris Kindry. And he was juggling and couldn't get it out. He had him in the corner, just couldn't get a handle on it and keep the feet in bounds for the touchdown. Cubs, Frank in motion, hand off to Upshaw, and Upshaw is going to be driven out of bounds and lost some yards on the play.
A good defensive pursuit there by number 45, Deshaun McHenry, for the Kangaroos.
Just kind of looking at one another. Now I'm waiting for the next play. And he's going deep. Oh, we got another pass interference.
Thank you.
As he was going for Jacoby Dixon, and he was just pushed down before the ball even got there.
Jacoby had a couple of steps on the defender, and the defender knew what was going to happen, so he just pushed Jacoby down.
They're going to get another 15-yard pass interference on the defense. Stops the clock with 6:43.
What is that? 13-yard line?
Mark off the penalty and takes it down to the 13-yard line. First and 10 for Paris.
And now here we go. Putting it in the air. Incomplete. He was looking for Guidry and just wasn't quite open enough, so he had to just throw that one away.
Guidry had a couple of steps on the defender, just didn't get the ball there.
And so now second down and 10. And the play was blown dead before. This time it was actually complete to Guidry, but the play was blown dead before he released it. Another penalty against Killeen. So push him back some more yardage. And now, clock stop with 6:35. Harvey and Dixon in the backfield. And I'm going to call a timeout here. Nope, ball start again.
Goodness.
And I imagine down the field for the players and the coaches, this has got to be just absolutely frustrating right now. They're trying to get something going, and every time you get a play, there's a whistle attached to it.
Here we have the offsides. We come back and hand it right back to them. Cartel.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Number 8, Cartel Brown carried the ball. He was half the line number 21, Kamel Brown.
Kamel Brown in on a stop for the Kangaroos.
Couldn't find a man open, so he's just going to have to eat that one. And that'll bring up Lucidator for the field goal try.
Dimitri Hempel. Sean McHenry in on the stop for the for the Kangaroos.
And it's an extra point try. Or excuse me, field goal try for Senega. This is from 33 yards away. Kick is up, and it's good. And so with 5:04 left to play in the first half, our score, Brenham Cup 31, and we got a flag down.
It's going to be an interesting call here, Doug. Oh, they're going to, the coach still take the points.
Okay, so it's 16-31, and... Yeah, we'll be back with kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sports friends.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. Your link to the past and gateway to the future.
And back we go. There's a kickoff. And it's fielded and Thomas knocked out of bounds by a host of Cubs. As we are just under the 5-minute mark left to go here in the second quarter. Cubs leading at 31-28 on a 31-yard field goal by Senega.
Kick was returned out to the 21-yard line. First and 10 for the Kangaroos.
And we've got a whistle. Now we're going to get going. And pass is complete. That is going to be to Antoine Warren.
A nice stop there by Cartel Brown for the Cubs.
Up to the 26-yard line. 4:40 left to go. And back to throw. They're going to put in the air. They got a man open. Incomplete. Antoine Warren is who he's looking for.
Good coverage there by Cartel Brown for the Cubs.
Yeah, he was neck and neck. And handoff this time goes to Carte Hicks. Hicks has got some running room, and he takes it up to midfield and picks up the first down.
Finally run out of bounds by J.B. Moore for the Cubs.
That's a cut. Play it 4-13.
First down for Fan Rouge.
And draw play again to Hicks. Hicks has got some room. He's down the sidelines, and they're not going to catch him. He's in for the touchdown. 48 yards. And that will give the Kangaroos their first lead of the game. And now Al-Mashadani with the extra point try. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 4:02 left to play until halftime, it is the Kangaroos 35 and the Cubs 31. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com. Korth and Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum, sweets, and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
And it's Jabrion Moore on the return for the Cubs. Gets it up to the 30-yard line. And with 3:55 left to play until the half, the Cubs find themselves trailing for the first time in the ballgame.
Was returned after the 31-yard line, first and 10.
35-31. Now let's see if the Cubs can get back on track here. So far, the story of the first half has been the big plays, and both sides have had plenty of those tonight. Off to Jacoby Dixon, and he's around 35, 40, 45, and runs out of bounds just shy of the 50-yard line.
Good job of breaking it out of, to the right sideline there by Jacoby Dixon. Finally run out of bounds by Jaden Montgomery for the Kangaroos.
Yeah, first and 10 for the Cubs. And then off Dixon again. He's got more running room. Breaks free, and he's heading to the end zone. Can he beat him out? Yes, he can. And that's another Brenham Cub touchdown. Jacoby Dixon, 52 yards for Painter. And now Blister Day on for the extra point as a Cub. Just like that, retaking the lead. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 3:33 left to play here in the second quarter, Cubs will lead this one 38-35. Back at near another 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course,
large pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Book your party early and let Gavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 979-836-8778.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
Blake Sanders with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery, Deli, and Barbecue is the place to go.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hodge Real Estate, downtown Brenham.
Herman Furniture. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, and that is the kickoff and the fair caught by the Kangaroos. First and 10 at the 30-yard line for Killeen. As we come back here, we got 3:33 left to go here in the second quarter, and it is the Killeen Kangaroos leading the they were leading. Now the Cubs have retaken the lead, and it's now 38-35 Cubs over the Kangaroos. And it has been just a wild first half between these two teams, and still time for some more fireworks. And Ingram back to pass. That is going to be complete to Warren, and he's down the sidelines. And what a big pass stop there.
Well, I tell you what, that was a great saving tackle there by Tylon Powell for the Cubs.
Yeah, because he doesn't stop more than there. He's on the way to the end zone. And instead, it's now first and 10 at the 40-yard line of the Cubs. On a fumble on the play. And did the Cubs get it back? Caleb Espinosa with the fumble recovery, and it's Cup football.
A big defensive rush there by the Cubs, putting pressure on the quarterback, getting the fumble recovery there. Great job, Cubs.
And we have an injury timeout on the field. Turner's checking on the. Haven't been able to catch the jersey number on the player in question. The clock stopped here with 3:05 left to play. And that is Timothy Boatner, who's a senior wide receiver on the team. And he's also been one of their kick returners, too, this evening. And he will walk to the bench under his own power as the Cub offense and the Killeen defense come out. Goes Harvey. He's going to put this one in the air, down the sidelines, and overshot. He was looking for Chris Guidry. Guidry just running a streak right down the sideline.
Guidry actually had a step on the defender, Doug. Jordan just overthrew him.
And so clock stopped with 2:59 left to play. Tartell Brown checking back in. It is Harvey with, this time, Upshaw in the backfield with him. And we got a whistle on the play.
Offense.
Yeah, it'll be against the Cubs. That'll push him back 5 yards. The ball at the 42-yard line. Pass goes Harvey. He's going to tuck it and run. Didn't see anybody open, and he's going to keep it himself and get a couple of yards off of that.
Arias Arazo and Deshaun McHenry on the stop for the Kangaroos.
Ball will be up to the 43-yard line. Down to 2.5 minutes left to play. As we said, don't forget, coming up at the halftime, we'll have the Brenham Cup Marching Band, as well as our halftime giveaway for the Mattress Guys. And we'll find out who our HEB Scholar of the Week is, and pass to Upshaw, and he fumbled the ball, now picks it up, and Upshaw's got to run with it. And luckily for Upshaw, he was able to use his speed and get that one up to the 50.
Ball carriers number 14, Zion Upshaw. He is tackled by number 21, Kamel Brown. Bring up a fourth down for the Cubs.
And this time the Cubs will have, with it being fourth down, they will have to punt.
Kamel Brown in on the stop for the Kangaroos.
As we're down to a minute 45.
In punt formation is number 33, Landon Jalinka. Deep for the Kangaroos is number 4, Raymond Howard.
Raymond Howard deep for the Kangaroos.
And Zelenka gets the punt away. And he will fair catch it at about the 13-yard line. And that's where the Kangaroos will take over, first and 10. Cubs leading at 38-35. Just before halftime. Brenham will have the ball to start the second half. Back to pass goes Ingram, complete to Warren, and he is stopped after a short gain.
Yeah, nice stop there by Cartel Brown for the Cubs.
And so clock continues to run. We're down to a minute 5. Back to pass. And Ingram going to put it up in the air. And incomplete. He was looking for Warren.
Good coverage there by Cartel Brown for the Cubs.
Yeah, he was running neck and neck with him. And so, that'll make it second down and 6. 47 seconds left to play until halftime. Back to pass. This time it is complete. And that is to Antoine Warren. He gets it up to the 29-yard line.
Timeout.
And we'll get a timeout. It's taken by the Cubs. We're just going to keep it right here since we're this close to the half.
Timeout called by Kangaroos.
Kangaroos taking the timeout. They actually took it off the wrong end of the scoreboard. They took it off of Brennan. That should be off of Killeen, and it should have 2 timeouts each. One seconds left to go until half. And so here we go with 41 seconds left in the handoff. We'll go to Janari Franklin.
Christian Prosper in for the stop there for the Cubs.
Down to 20 seconds. And Ingram looking to put it in the air. Guy's going to tuck and run. He's going to run out of bounds at the 29. That'll stop the clock with 12 seconds left.
Run out of bounds by Doyle Brown.
Good coverage there by the Cubs secondary to keep those receivers covered.
Bring up third and nine.
Man in motion. And back to pass. And that one is complete. That is to Janari Franklin. And he is run out of bounds.
Run out of bounds by Cartel Brown for the Cubs.
And stopped by number eight, Cartel Brown. Have an official timeout on the field for a major player.
Got a kangaroo down.
Yep. 4 seconds left to go in the quarter. And that is Antoine Warren, who is being helped to the sidelines. He has been their go-to guy so far this evening. Presumably, this will be the last play of the first half, barring a defensive penalty. That's a pass, kills Ingram. And he's going to put it in the air, and the pass is going to be caught. And that is complete to Boatner, and he is going to be stopped at the 40-yard line, and that'll bring us to the end of the first half of play with our score. The Button Cubs 38 and the Green Kangaroos 35, and we're going to go to halftime. We'll be back after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Haul Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Baker's Ag Service. Commercial and residential for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple 4.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Christy Schloatman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park. Offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monument and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
All right, as we come back here, we are at halftime where the Brenham Cubs lead the Killeen Kangaroos, and it has been a wild one, Tommy, 38-35, and we're only at halftime.
I tell you what, there's definitely not been a dull moment this evening, but you know, give a lot of credit to Jacoby Dixon. He's just been outstanding on the ground. But what the Cubs are going to have to do is they're going to have to find a way to put a stop to Antoine Warren.
Yeah. I mean, just in that first half alone, as we just got the stats in, Warren with 9 catches for 155 yards and a touchdown. And their quarterback, D'Angelo Ingram, he is 16 out of 22, 290 yards and 3 touchdowns. And so they're... And then on the ground, you got Ocarte Hicks, 9 carries, 142 yards and 2 touchdowns. So a big night. And then, meanwhile, on the Brenham side, for the stats here at the half, you got Jacoby Dixon, 11 carries, 183 yards and 3 touchdowns. And you got Jordan Harvey, 3 out of 7, 104 yards and 1 touchdown. And Jacoby Dixon, also with a 35-yard touchdown pass.
Not a bad evening for Jacoby.
Yeah. For him, it doesn't seem like he ever has a bad evening out on the football field.
He's a very, very special young man.
And we got the Brenham Bells now coming out here at halftime, and got the Little Bells out there with them.
There we go, Little Bells.
And also the band fixing to come out.
For your halftime entertainment, the award-winning Brenham Bells. The Bells are in the direction of Samantha Lindsay. This week's platinum sponsors, Genesis Yoga and Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant. The 2024-2025 Bells are led by Lieutenant Haley Brown, Captain Cheyenne Ortiz, Major Lizzie Pham, and Colonel Grayson Stray. Treasurer is Mary Schaub, and President is Alina Ellis. Spirit Girl of the Week is Kelsey Cross. Bell of the Week is Ava Coleman. And Officer of the Week is Grayson Stray. Tonight, they will be joined on the field with the Mini Bells.
All right, and if the Bell's performance now, as the Brennan Band gets set up for their performance, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same-day service, free inspections and estimates, and A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
Brenham, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge is paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Whether new or used, Apple Ford in Brenham has just what you need, from trucks and SUVs to hybrids and electrics.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 Highway 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
To reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs, call Climate Defense Systems at 979-353-2537.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 979-836-4085.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Coach's Insurance Agency, get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Brenham Produce thanks you for voting them the best feed store in Washington County. For all your feed needs, visit the Little Feed Mill in downtown Brenham.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
All right, we're getting set for the Brenham Cup Marching Band and their halftime show. And looks like they're ready to begin.
Thank you.
right, another great job by our Brenham Cub Marching Band. And it's time now for the Mattress Guys Halftime Nap Time Giveaway. And be the third caller to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Z-Gel Convolution Pillow for the Mattress Guys. Just call in 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. The Z-Gel Convolution Pillow infused with gel can create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all sleeping positions, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. And remember, only one pillow winner per household during the Cub football season. Back after we hear 2 minutes from the sports reps.
Exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person, with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010. Today.
All right, and congratulations to our Mattress Guys Halftime Nap Time Giveaway winner, Coach Donna Williams. And congratulations, Donna, and enjoy that Z-Gel Convolution Pillow. We know you will sleep very comfortably with one of those. And also thank you to Anthony Jasinski over at the Mattress Guys for his continued sponsorship and support of Brenham High School Athletics. And up next, it's time for our HEB Scholar of the Week. And our HEB Scholar of the Week is Leandro Hernandez. And congratulations to Leandro. The award is based on academic excellence. And Leandro will receive a certificate from HEB. And let me get to the question. Let's see, where's the... here we go. And Leandro, is favorite class is Principles of Education. Favorite teacher is Mrs. Caldas. Favorite sport or extracurricular activity is the band. And college and university plans. And Leandro is planning to attend the music program at Blinn College, join the Army Reserve. And advice to other students about preparing for the future, stop worrying and trust yourself. Be self-reliant, but do not be afraid to ask for help and make the most out of your time and enjoy every minute of it.
Tell you what, good point there by that young man. Never be afraid to ask. Never be afraid to ask.
Absolutely good advice there. And congratulations to Leandro, our HEB Scholar of the Week. Back with more after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Looking for more than just a grocery store? Your local HEB has expanded. Visit our new HEB barbecue and sushi departments for mouth-watering barbecue, potato salad, banana pudding, or maybe looking for fresh sushi, fried rice, or pot stickers made daily? Experience a world of flavors and unbeatable convenience, all under one roof. Don't miss out on their latest offerings and the same great service you know and love. Stop by and see the new HEB in Brenham today. They're always here for you.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Looking for more than just a grocery store? Your local HEB has expanded. Visit our new HEB barbecue and sushi departments for mouth-watering barbecue, potato salad, banana pudding, or maybe looking for fresh sushi, fried rice, or pot stickers made daily? Experience a world of flavors and unbeatable convenience, all under one roof. Don't miss out on their latest offerings and the same great service you know and love. Stop by and see the new HEB in Brenham today. They're always here for you.
All right, back we go, and we're here at the half. Brenham Cubs leading the Killeen Kangaroos 38-35, and a couple of scores to pass along. And I guess Brian taking out the frustration to last week on George Ranch. Brian leading that one that just went to the third quarter. Brian up 48-21.
Wow, there you go.
And then also, we got this one, a little surprise here. Belleville taking on Hitchcock. And they're midway through the third quarter there. And Hitchcock leading that one 14-7, which is a shocker there.
A barn burner over there.
Yeah. And so we'll keep an eye on that for you. And, of course, with it being a Thursday night, no scoreboard show after the game tonight. But Grayson will have all the scores for you tomorrow night. During our regular scoreboard show time here on KWHI. And, of course, don't forget, in addition to Cup Football, tomorrow, rest of the week, we've got Washington County Fair in town, and a lot of big goings on down at the fairgrounds. And tomorrow's a big the real big day over there.
Yeah, junior livestock auction tomorrow. Very big day.
Yeah, and our very own Craig Montana will be out there to bring you all of that right here on KWHI. So be sure you tune in for that. And it should be a lot of fun. In the meantime, we're getting close to the second half kickoff. We're going to take one more break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the, excuse me, this, let's hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Cool Techs, in business since 1982.
pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952, with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Rhode onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger, now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Park. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
All right, our second half kickoff is brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Proud to be one of KWHI sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom at Service Center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Well, here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they got America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And this one is a high kick return by the Cubs.
Trevion Moore.
He's got the runner right down the sideline. And he is going to be brought down, but he gets it inside the Kangaroo 40-yard line. A huge return for Trevion Moore.
Finally brought down by Caden Harper for the Kangaroos.
And also in addition to that, Hyundai of Brenham, partnering with Brenham ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving away a vehicle. They know the value of hard work and want to celebrate the students who put forth the effort. Go Cubs!
Just what we needed, Doug, a good kickoff return. Put the Cubs in good field position. We need to go in for a score.
Jordan Harvey in the backfield, along with Jacoby Dixon. Hand off is to Dixon, and he's dragging guys with him. And gets maybe a yard off of that one.
Finally brought down by Aaron Arazo.
And that brings up second down and nine. Back to pass goes Harvey. He's going to put it in the air. Got a man open. Incomplete. He had Cartel Brown down. He was streaking down the sideline and just overshot him, not by much. And that'll bring up third down and nine for the Cubs.
On the cover, Jalen Montgomery.
And Harvey, look at the sideline for the sign. Coach relaying the plays in. And back to pass, and now he's got a scramble. Gets it away, and that pass is going to be caught. And I believe that's Christian Sugar with the catch. And Sugar gets it down to the 24.
Oh, nice job there.
Junior wide receiver.
Jordan Harvey's pass is complete to number 82, Tristan Sugar.
And big catch there by Sugar. And that gets the Cubs a first down.
Go boys!
action. And pass is going to be caught. That's Shuman. Spins out. And he takes it down into the down about the 14-yard line. And that is going to be another cup first down.
Mel Brown finally making a stop for Kangaroos.
And a great pass there by Jordan Harvey, too. This time give is to Jacoby Dixon. Dixon bounces off tackle. He breaks free. And he's in the end zone for the first time. Touchdown. 14-yard touchdown run for Jacoby Dixon. And the Cubs have extended their lead to 44-35 with the extra point to come. And Sonega on for the point after. Kick is up. And it's good. It's with 9:58 up to go in the third quarter. Cubs now lead at 45-35. Back with a kickoff at the mere 60 seconds from the Sports Red.
Focus Care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Glass Mart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
And on the kickoff return, still at the 20 and brought past the 35 and tackle made. And let's see where they're going to spot the football. Looks like about the 34-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Kangaroos. As we come back here, Cubs lead at 45-35. 9 minutes, 52 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
That was a nice tackle there by Ryder Stewart for the Cubs.
And back to pass goes Ingram, and that is batted down, and that'll make it second down and 10.
Big strong rush there by Darius Brown for the Cubs.
That pass is knocked down by number 21 and 29, Jason Seabury.
And now Ingram going to keep it himself, and he's going to slide down at the 41-yard line.
Ball carry number three leads on Ingram, and that's 40-yard line.
That's going to get it up to, that's about a 7-yard pick, a six-yard pickup. Third and four. Ingram back to pass. Going to put it in the air down the sidelines and contact, and there's going to be a foul. And I don't know about that one. It looked like the corner turned around and looked back for the football.
I'm going to say that was a bad call.
Yeah. I And it'll be a 15-yard penalty against the Cubs. That'll move it into Brenham territory down to the 45-yard line. First and 10. And pass is going to be caught by Boker, and he is spun down. Not before he picks up another first down, this time to the 29-yard line.
Brought down by Shane Escamilla for the Cubs.
And back to pass. And he's going to put it up again. Going to the end zone and almost intercepted. Liebrich Walker on the coverage there for the Cubs.
Pass was intended for number one, Kenny Boatman, is incomplete. Number three, Jaylen Moore is defending.
And holding penalty on top of that, so they'll push Colleen back 10 yards. That'll move them back to the 39-yard line. And brings up first and 20 with 8:44 left to go in the third quarter. Cubs with a 45-35 lead. And Ingram avoids a pass rush, throw in the air, taken, almost intercepted. And I think that was Quincy Adams back there.
Good job by Quincy Adams going to bat it down. I think he was caught in between of trying to bat it down and trying to intercept.
Yeah, it's a bring of second down and 20. Play action. And Ingram's just got to tuck it and run. He's going to slide down. Only gets it back to the line, or actually loses a yard.
Caleb Espinosa there forcing him to slide down. There.
1 yard. It'll be third and
21 now. Play action. Puts it in the end. It's intercepted. And it's going around, going back the other way. And he's going to take it to the half. Touchdown, Cubs. Doyle Graham.
What a play. I believe Coach's speech at halftime did a little good.
Yeah. That'll make it 51-35 with the extra point to come.
Okay, did you get the yardage on that?
At least 60.
At least.
At least 60 yards. I didn't see the exact one, but it's at least 60 yards on the return.
And maybe 7.
Yep.
The referee was out of breath.
Oh, that might be. Yeah.
He ran a ways also.
And Bucinega with the extra point try. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 7:44 left to go in the third quarter, Cubs have extended their lead to 52-35. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Thielman Construction and Staggett Thielman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center for savings on all your favorite brands.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market. Providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
And that is a return out to the 32-yard line for the Killeen Kangaroos. As we come back here, we got 7:36 left to go in the third quarter. Cubs lead it 52-35, and we checked with our official scorekeepers or our official statisticians, and it was 70 yards on the pick six there by Doyle Brown.
Big pick six there by Doyle Brown. We've had several big plays in this game.
Yeah. And hand off. And new running back in here for Killeen. That's Shadrick Gordon. And he will pick up four. It'll be second down and six.
Christian Prosper, Jace Miller. On that tackle for the Cubs.
And it goes to Gordon again. Gordon will carry the ball up to the 43-yard line and pick up a first down for the Kangaroos.
Jason Miller and Cole Whitfield are going to stop for the Cubs.
And we got movement on the line. So play is blown dead. And offense moved a little too early, and I'll push him back 5 yards. I'll make it first and 15. And hand off, and this time they'll let me keep it on the ground. And Gordon on the carry. Gordon, a junior for the Kangaroos.
Braden Gandy in on the stop for the Cubs.
There we go. And pass is going to be caught. That is Keontre Thomas with a reception. Good coverage there on the play by the Cubs.
Tell you what, there were several players in on that, and I don't want to mention one and say I mentioned the wrong one. Several Cubs were key there in making that stop.
Down to 5:45 left to go here in the third quarter. Cubs leading 52-35. Back to pass goes Ingram, and he's in pursuit and fumble the ball. And the Cubs have got the ball back. Is that Gandy that recovered it? Yes, it is. Braden Gandy with the fumble recovery.
Great job.
So it was a fumble on the play. It was recovered by the Cubs, number 19, Braden Gandy.
There we go.
Hey, I missed it, Doug. I had to, but I saw the ball come loose. There was a big play made on that forced that fumble, and I had missed that number. God, forgive me. My gosh, great defensive play. But the big key is that Braden Gandy comes up with the football.
And so now first and 10 for the Cubs with 5:31 left. Harvey back to pass, and now he's going to hand off Jacoby Dixon. And just like that, Jacoby Dixon, 41 yards to the house, and that's another touchdown, Cubs.
Number 9, Jacoby Dixon, carries one for touchdown.
Uh-huh. mean, this is just incredible to watch here. That one I don't think is going to be too hard. And Businega for the extra point.
I think Coach's speech at halftime was really successful.
Yep, and extra point is good. And so with 5:21 left to go in the third quarter, Cubs lead at 59-35. Back after we hear in 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, The Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Yeah, just like that on the kickoff, they fumble the kickoff, and the Cubs have picked it up and run it in. And it's Quincy Adams for the touchdown.
I tell you what, though, Doug, the key on that was a big hit by Javion Moore on the receiver. The individual receiving the kick for a collision.
Number 5, Jeffrey Thomas returned the kick. He was tackled on number 3, Javion Moore.
21 has the ball.
So, or did they not count that?
The ball came loose. I don't know.
Apparently they did.
There was a fumble and was recovered by the Cubs.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently it wasn't that. I guess they're going to say pick it where he recovered the fumble. So no touchdown, but it's going to be Cub football at the 18-yard line of the Kangaroos.
I thought when the ball comes loose like that,
I thought so
you
too.
Can return it. Evidently, I'm wrong.
Unless they change that here recently.
Nonetheless, Quincy Adams recovered the fumble. Big recovery.
And hand off to Kobe Dixon. And he's pounding his way forward. He just keeps right on going. And he's down to the 8-yard line.
And he'll
pick him out. Five Kangaroos.
And so Jacoby Dixon, he is closing in on the Cub all-time single-game rushing record. And the single-game rushing record, Ernest Patterson, 339 yards. And Jacoby now 250.
Jordan Hunter's chances
in
number 14, Zion Upshaw's incomplete.
Harvey Bass Reese brings up second down. And so Jacoby closing in. And the way the big plays have been coming this game, it may not be out of the question that he gets it tonight.
And I tell you what, Jacoby did those on his own.
Play action now. Harvey going to keep it himself. And he is down inside the 5-yard line, down to the 3.
And Jordan Harvey carried the ball.
And I believe that's the first time Jordan carried it himself tonight.
Brought down by Shadrick Gordon for the Kangaroos.
Going to put the ball at the four-yard line. Third goal from the four with 4:05 left to play here in the third quarter. Cubs, I think, now trying to eat some time off the clock. And Jacoby Dixon with the carry. He's into the end zone for the Cubs touchdown. Touchdown number 6 on the night for Jacoby. .44 left to go in the third quarter. Extra point is up. And it is good. And so with 3:44 left to go here in the third quarter, Cubs now lead to 66-35. We'll be back with a kickoff and we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out. Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham. If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today. 281-888-1464.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-658-7000 today for a free estimate.
Call Amy Moore, an eXp Realtor, at 979-203-3563. She'll make your dreams come true.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Text you can trust to be on the level.
All right, as we come back here, Cubs leading it 65-35.
It was a fair catch by Antoine Warren at the 29-yard line.
And we got
the Kangaroos.
And a clarification, Jacoby just needs 82 more yards rushing to set a new single-game record for Cubs rushing the football in history. So he is closing in on that number. As we said, the current record holder is Ernest Patterson at 339 yards and Jacoby at 257 so far for this one. But Cubs on defense now.
Big stop there by Cole Whitfield for the Cubs.
He was tackled for a loss. 2 seconds and 11.
And play action and pass is complete. That's to Warren, who has been Ingram's leading receiver on the night. He's been quiet so far here in the second half.
Christian Prosper and Jabrion Morian on the stop for the Cubs.
Ball start against the Kangaroos. I'm pushing back 5 yards. Play action. And he's going to put it in the air. And it is intercepted. And that is Quincy Adams with another pick. And Quincy Adams having a heck of a game tonight.
Great job. Great job of coverage by Quincy Adams.
And it's Cub football with 2:30 left to go here in the third quarter.
First and 10 at the 26-yard line.
The Cub football at the 26-yard line. Kangaroos went for the big play, and the Cubs made them pay for it. And handoff goes to Jacoby Dixon. And he's going to be hit for a loss of yardage this time.
Turn on Jacoby Dixon, third to ball. He's half of number 45, Deshaun McKinley.
And so now in ring up second down. We're down under 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. And hand off to Dixon again. This time finds a hole and working his way forward. Breaks tackles and he's across the 40 and up to the 43-yard line. And that'll be a Cub first down.
As the ball carrier, number 21,
Camille Brown, able to stop for the Kangaroos.
And down to a minute 30.
The 43-yard line for sound for Cubs.
Tyrone Upshaw in the backfield there.
Yeah, now Upshaw in there. Dixon will get a break. Handoff goes to Upshaw. And Upshaw cuts it back, and he is across midfield. Dragging guys with him, and he's across to 45 and into Kangaroo territory.
A nice run there by Zyron Upshaw. Finally brought down by Anthony Beverly.
Number 9, Jacoby Dixon, carrying the ball. Number 23, Anthony Beverly. And 26, Deshaun Reese. The
gain
is down to the 43-yard line. Another Cub first down.
And we got 52 seconds left. You got Brown and Powell lined up to one side as receivers. Guidry at the other. Upshaw in the backfield with Harvey. Handoff is to Upshaw once again. And Upshaw gets it across the 40 and down to about the 38.
Number 14, Byron Upshaw carrying the ball.
He's Mel Brown in on the stop for the Kangaroos.
And we're down to 15 seconds left. Here in the third quarter, I think the Cubs are just going to let this one run out. Cubs leading at 66-35, and that will be the end of the third quarter of play. And we'll be back with quarter number four after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities in agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy, for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here. Oh, by the way, forgot to ask you, have you seen the new Bluebell flavor they came out with today? The chocolate brownie truffle.
I'm glad you told me that. I knew one was coming.
And Zyron Upshaw on the carry, and he's going to take it down across the 30, down the 20, and run out of bounds. A big gain there. Another cup first down.
Well, now I know where I'm going tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm going to HCP.
Thanks to Ricky. He brought us some up to the station this morning so we could try it out.
How was it?
Very good.
That's what I wanted.
If you're a fan of chocolate, you will definitely love this.
There we go.
So we got Upshaw in the backfield with Jordan Harvey. And give us to Upshaw again. He's around the end across the 20 and down inside the 15-yard line. And now looks like Shugart coming up. And Dixon coming back into the game.
Zyron Upshaw showing a little flash.
Yeah. Guidry split wide to the right. Shugart and Powell to the left.
Okay, Jacoby's in the backfield.
And hand off to Dixon. Breaks a tackle, and he is spinning across, and he's got it inside the 10-yard line. And he'll pick up another first down for the Cubs. And it'll be first and goal at the 9-yard line. We're in the fourth quarter. Cubs lead at 66-35 over the Killeen Kangaroos.
Kane is down to the 9-yard line. First and goal for the Cubs.
And Killeen is going to call their first time out of the half. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. Your link to the past and gateway to the future.
And we're going to hand off to Jacoby Dixon. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Jacoby Dixon from 9 yards out. And he puts the Cubs on the board again. What a night for Jacoby Dixon. That's touchdown number 7. And he's also got another passing touchdown as well on that flea flicker. And the extra point by Sinega. And that is good. That'll make it 73-35. Cubs win the lead. Since we just came back from the break, we'll just keep it right here. But what a night for Jacoby Dixon. We always wonder each week after he's had a great game, what does he do for an encore? And he always finds a way to top himself.
He finds a way to encore. I tell you what, though, we're gonna still give credit to that Cub offensive line. They've done a really good job.
Yeah, when you consider they've only got one senior on that O-line.
Yes.
And then you got two sophomores and two juniors. And they are doing an outstanding job.
I'll tell you a story about that Landon Kosowski. He's that senior on that offensive line. I saw him yesterday morning. I walked up to him and I tapped him in his chest and I said, Landon, y'all got a chance to be pretty special. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what his reply was? Mm-hmm. We haven't played our best yet.
So that happens very often.
For the other teams on the schedule, that's a scary thought.
That's it.
Meanwhile, it's an exciting thought for the rest of
us. Well, I'm glad the Cubs made the adjustments in the second half.
Yeah.
Either we started tackling.
And kickoff is going to sail deep.
And
it's going to be a touchback. And so the Kangaroos will have it at the 25-yard line. We've got 10:41 left to play. Cubs lead at 73-35. So here comes the Killeen offense back out on the field. And looks like we've got a new quarterback in here. This is going to be Jamarcus Wilson taking over. And gives to Gordon. And he's going to be brought down. And loss of yardage.
Number six, Chad Gordon carried the ball. He's at the line of six.
And we got an injured player down.
And official timeout for an injured player.
Yeah, it looks to be Cole Whitfield that they're walking back to the sideline. Field to the sideline and play ready to resume with 10:27 left. And fakes the handoff. And Wilson's going to keep it himself. And let's see where they're going to spot it. He was close to the first down marker.
All right, Jamarcus Wilson carried the ball.
Actually, they didn't get as much as I thought they did. To the 31-yard line. And so that'll bring a third down to four. Wilson with Janari Franklin in the backfield. Back to pass and going deep. And incomplete. He had a man open.
I tell you what, it just went in and out of the hands. I tell you what, it was really good coverage though by Ledrick Walker for the Cubs.
Called another timeout. And so this time we're going to take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Fitness. Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Burnham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com. Korth and Lange Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlangewelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company. Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com. Where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum, sweets, and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
And they get the punt away, and the punt will sail back to the Cub 15-yard line. That's where Brenham will take over first and 10. That's a really good punt there for the Kangaroos.
Yeah, I tell you what, the Cubs didn't have anybody back to receive the punt. They just wanted him to land, and he got an outstanding roll on top of it.
And the offense heading out on the field. And it looks like that may be it for the starters tonight, as we got Zyron Upshaw is now going to be at quarterback. Jeremiah Blackshear at the running back. Well, Guidry's still out there at receiver, and Shugart and Powell out there on the other receiver spots.
It's Blackshear.
Blackshear. And he carries the ball there for the Cubs.
Jeremiah Blackshear carried the ball
in the
tackle number 24.
He gets up to the 24-yard line.
Malachi Garland in on the tackle for the Kangaroos.
Yeah, so Cubs are going to probably keep the ball on the ground here, I would imagine, try to eat up as much of the clock as they can. Handoff goes to Blackshear again. And he's out across the 25 to the 26, and he'll pick up the first down.
Number 10, Jeremiah Blackshear carried the ball.
Now we've got an injury timeout on the field. Player for Killeen is down.
He's tackled by number 34, Malachi Garland, and number 44, Captain Adair. We have an official timeout for an injured player.
And well, we've got timeout. And Jacoby Dixon right now at the game. His night may be done, but if it is, what a night. 291 yards rushing, 7 rushing touchdowns. The 291 is just short of a school record for yards in the game. The 7 rushing touchdowns is a new school record for yards in the game. The previous mark was set by Ernest Patterson back 10 years ago. He had five touchdowns in one game against Magnolia. So Jacoby with a new rushing touchdown record. So congratulations to him. The first of, I'm sure, many records that will fall before his career is over.
There'll be a few more. He'll maintain that 8-plus yards per carry.
May have even upped it by now. And Upshaw going to keep it himself. And he runs into a brick wall of white jerseys. That'll bring up second down for the Cubs. In case you're just joining us, Cubs leading this one 73-35.
Mel Brown in on the tackle there for the Kangaroos.
It was actually, at halftime, it was actually a close game, 38-35, but this second half, it has been all Cubs. Upshaw with a handoff to Blackshear. And gets it up to the 24-yard line.
Number 10, Jeremiah Blackshear carried the ball. Number 90, Aaron.
Bring up third down, 11.
Hey.
Kamel Brown again in on that stop for the Kangaroos.
Throw the ball.
It is third and 11 for the Cubs from the 25-yard line.
And Upshaw with a carry. And he gets it across the 30, and he's brought down. Well shy, though, of the first down, and so the Cubs will have to punt.
Upshaw carried the ball, number 16, Jamarcus Wilder, was tackled.
As we're down to 7 minutes left to go in the game. Of course, don't forget during the post game, Tommy and I'll name our John Green outstanding offensive and defensive players of the game, and then also our Whataburger Wada play of the game.
Which one?
Yeah, we have several that we could choose from on that one. And Zelinka gets the punt away. And it's going to send the return man all the way back to the 26-yard line. And as he gets to the 27, slips down.
Raymond Howard on the return there for the Kangaroos.
And it's a big first and 10 for the Kangaroos with 6:15 left to go in the game.
Doug, this is one of those situations I feel they could just let the clock run.
Yeah. At this point, I mean, you're up by 38 points with 6 minutes left.
DeMarcus Wilson's passes and pinch from the line. Timothy Bodner is incomplete. He's second and 10.
And handoff again. This time, new running back.
32.
That is Isaiah Jones. And he'll get it up to the 39-yard line and pick up the first down.
Braden Gandy in on the stop there for the Cubs.
Gandy, of course, had that fumble recovery in the third that set up Dixon's 41-yard touchdown run. Isaiah Jones again. And he'll get it to the 45-yard line.
Five and a half minutes left to play.
Christian Prosper, we're going to give him credit on the tackle there.
And Jones again. As he works his way across midfield, and he's in the Cup territory to the 43-yard line.
Number 32, Isaiah Jones, carried the ball. Number 19, Braden Gandy made a tackle.
Again, Braden Gandy in on the tackle for the Cubs.
Jones with a carry. And he's going to be brought down at the 41-yard line. And we got a whistle, and the clock stops with 5 minutes left to play. Penalty marker down.
Ryder Stewart in on the tackle there for the Cubs.
And it'll be a substitution against the Cubs, rather. And so tack on five yards there. So, sidelines, and Wilson takes the snap. Going to put it in the air. Pass is tipped up and caught.
I think that's one, Doug. Yes.
Yep. And close to a first down there.
Ledrick Walker in on the stop for the Cubs.
Nine-yard pickup will bring a second and one. And handoff goes to Jones. And Jones to the 25-yard line of the Cubs. He'll pick up the first down. As we're down under 4 minutes left to play. Cubs leading at 73-35 here in the fourth quarter. Play action. And pass is going to be caught. That is Raymond Howard with the reception.
Ledrick Walker again on the stop there for the Cubs.
Ball on the 21-yard line.
Walker made the tackle.
Back to pass. Now he's going to keep it himself. And just missed the sack there. And on the play, Wilson's going to have to throw it away. Bring him third down and four. That'll stop the clock with 3:32 left to play.
Good pursuit there by Tylon Powell and Doyle Brown.
And play action pass, and that one is going to be caught. That is DeBoetner, and that'll get it down to the 15-yard line, a 6-yard pickup.
DeMarcus Wilson's pass.
Christian Prosper on the stop.
Number 22, Christian Prosper.
And we're down to 3:15 left to go. And in pursuit. And Wilson's going to run out of bounds.
DeMarcus Wilson carried the ball.
He's going to be out at the 7-yard line.
He got down to the 8-yard line.
Run out of bounds by Ethan Ashenbeck and Owen Robinson.
Second.
A couple of more sophomores there, Doug.
Yeah. With the big lead, coach now emptying the bench, trying to get the guys some playing time. And they're going to put this one up in the corner. Pass is overthrown, looking for Boatner. And that'll bring up third down. Clock stops at 2:58.
Christian Prosper back there on the coverage for the Cubs.
Jones, and he's down to the 1-yard line. They'll pick up the first down. This is the first goal for
the
Glen Kangaroos.
Picked up a first down. It's first and goal from the team.
Christian Prosper again in on the tackle for the Cubs.
And so the Cubs are going to take a timeout with 2:27 left to go. And we're up here in the broadcast booth at Cubs Stadium. Doug Brown, Tommy Lange with you as we're getting close to the top of the hour on what has been just an amazing game. To think this one was 38-35 at halftime, and this entire second half has just been dominated by the Cubs.
It was, and it was just domination. Big key was Cubs get the kickoff, take it down, get 7 points, and from there they just never stopped.
Cubs looking to go 4-0 on the season. And in all this time, it is John Scoop forward, and he'll get in there for the touchdown. First time in the end zone for Killeen for this half. And that'll cut it to 73-41 for the extra point try. And now they're waiting. Kicker's out there. They don't have a holder. And so Killeen has to burn the time, their last time out, because they don't have anybody out there to hold for the kicker.
Wow.
That's just, I guess, kind of the way their night has been going here in the second half. What was that old country song about? Wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
That's it.
Extra point is up. And it's good. And so with 2:21 left to go in the game, it's the Brennan Cubs 73 and the Clint Kangaroos 42. Back with the kickoff at 60 seconds from the sports press.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Book your party early and let Gavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 979-836-8778.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
Blake Sanders with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery, Deli, and Barbecue is the place to go.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hodge Real Estate, downtown Brenham.
Herman Furniture. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
And it's going to be fair caught by Chris Guidry on the kickoff. Cubs will have it at the 22-yard line. And so the Cub offense coming out on the field. We got 2:21 left to play. Cubs lead it 73-42 over the Killeen Kangaroos. Ball will be at the 23-yard line. Tyron Upshaw leading the offense out on the field, along with Jeremiah Blackshear in the backfield. And off goes to Blackshear. And maybe got a couple off of that.
Number 10, Jeremiah Blackshear carried the ball. He's
tackled
number 12,
Antoine Norris. Antoine Norris in on the stop for the Kangaroos.
As we're down to 2 minutes.
Can we run it out on 4 downs? Yes.
Yeah. Foul on the hand off the Blackshear, and he will get nothing. That'll bring up second down, or no, bring up third down rather. Down to a minute 20.
Kelton Adair in on the stop for the Kangaroos.
Yeah. trying to send the crowd home happy with this 31-point victory.
Now a very partisan crowd.
Yep. And handoff goes to Blackshear once again. And he powers his way forward. And then we have fourth down.
Number 10, Jeremiah Blackshear carried the ball. Mel Brown.
He was tackled by number 21, Jamal Brown, number 44 down the
deer. Yeah, looks like they will turn the ball over on down. Or are they going to just let the other, just going to let the clock run out? And so that is going to do it for us here tonight. And once again, your final score, the Brenham Cubs win it 73-42. And tonight's broadcast is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll be back with the postgame after we hear 90 seconds from the Brenham Sports Friends.
Alright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Baker's Ag Service. Commercial and residential for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple 4.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Christy Schloatman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park. Offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monument and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And tonight's postgame show is brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor in Blinn College, and we'll be back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, once again, your final score, Cubs win it. 73-42, your final score over the Killeen Kangaroos. A wild shootout here tonight, especially in the first half. It was 38-35 at halftime, and then the second half, just totally dominated by the Cubs. And what a night for Jacoby Dixon, 291 yards rushing, 7 touchdowns, sets a new school record. And for most touchdowns in one game. And then he also had an 8th touchdown, a touchdown pass. And so a big night. And we understand the scoring. This is 6 most points in school history in one game. And the most points the Cubs have scored in a game since, you got to go all the way back to 1972. So a huge night for the Brenham Cubs. And we've got a lot to talk about here on the post-game show. Tommy's gone down to see if we can get a word with Coach Danny Youngs. And meanwhile, while he's doing that, we'll go ahead and send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 2 minutes from our 2 minutes, 30 seconds from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476. 5476.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South. South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
All right, let's take a look at the final stats here. And for the Brenham Cubs, rushing the football, Jacoby Dixon, 20 carries, 291 yards, 7 touchdowns. It was Zyron Upshaw, 9 carries, 51 yards. Cubs as a team, 41 carries, 349 yards, 7 touchdowns. Passing, Jordan Harvey, 5 out of 11, 130 yards and a touchdown. Jacoby Dixon, 1 for 1 for a 35-yard touchdown pass. And for the Cubs, you had Shugart with 2 catches, 26 yards. Hayden Frank started off the game with a 90-yard touchdown reception. You had Chris Guidry with 135-yard touchdown catch. And then Jacoby Dixon and Cartel Brown each with a catch as well. And so the Cubs, 514 total yards of offense, a big night for them. And they really put this one in the bag here in the second half. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we hope to have Tommy back with us, and so we can get the hear from Coach Youngs. In the meantime, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
All right, as we come back here on the post game, and let's send you down to Tommy with Coach Youngs.
Okay, okay.
Now we got it going. Coach, congratulations. Great victory. Oh,
thank you, thank you. Yeah,
question.
Shootout
at the Cub Dem first half.
However,
what happened in the second half?
Just executed better, you know. It was just.
It's odd to go watch film, but, you know, we got, you know, the new rule stuff, so we get to see the iPads at halftime and stuff. You know, just wasn't executing, wasn't doing what we were asked to do, and, you know, we're a little bit in our feelings and, you know, a little bit into our press club and thinking that, you know, they weren't going to come out and battle us, and that tell you every day, it's going to be a battle. Everybody on our schedule, nobody's going to give you nothing, and you play six, like, those guys, skill-wise, they are very talented. You know, I thought the second half, you know, we came out, dialed in, and, you know, played much better football in the second half, better tackling. You know, a lot of missed tackles were because of them, things they were doing. They're you know, very talented group, and so I just thought they put their helmets on and, you know, played football the way they were expected to the second half.
38-35 at the half. A key probably was you get the football in the second half, take the ball right down the field and score.
But now I think we had the interception for a touchdown right after that.
That is correct. And lots of big plays and another great night for Jacoby.
Yeah, you know, you got to get an offensive line. You have a night like that, man, you know. I thought, you know, offense was just chinning the whole time. They dialing up. Everything they were, you know, dialing up was working. They did a great job being prepared. And couldn't be prouder of them, you know. They did a good job. And, you know, that group over there, they, you know, if you want to put everybody in there for Joe Covey, that's fine. But you're going to pay on the back end with Chris and Cartel and Zyron and Kyle, you know, those guys all, and, you know, you seen big touchdown from my H-back. Hagan had, I'm home, you know how long that first touchdown was.
90?
Yeah, it was long.
I think it
was long. So, you know, everybody contributed.
The thing of it is, and Doug and I talked about it, your offensive line continuously made big plays.
They're getting better every week. That's the important thing. You know, they're getting better every week against good competition. Like, man, that defensive front over there is athletic. You know, they got some skill over there. We just executed so well. Then he just made some plays that you're like, man, he's special. And, you know, that's just, you know, God gave him a gift.
Congratulations, big victory. Got another big game next week, right?
Absolutely. Well, ain't better than 4-0, 5-0. Go Cubs.
There you go.
Thanks, good luck.
All right, Tommy with Coach Danny Youngs, and we'll take another break. When we come back, we'll spin the highlights after we hear these words from our sponsors.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend.
Wide open.
It's a lady back in the
original gold-rimmed, homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water?
Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
All right, it's time to take a listen to the highlights from tonight, and there were many of them. And we start back in the first quarter with 10:19 left, and the first touchdown of the night. Cubs get the ball. First play from scrimmage is Jordan Harvey finding Hagen Frank on a 90-yard touchdown. And back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. And pass is complete, wide open. And that is Hagen Frank to tip the H back, and he's going to go coast to coast. 90 yards for the touchdown. And then a little bit later, Galeen would come back and score, tie things up. But then the Cubs, with 7:56 left in the first, would take the lead again, this time on a 49-yard touchdown run by Jacoby Dixon, his first of what would be several tonight. And hand off to Kobe Dixon. Dixon finds the hole around the 40, 35, 30, 25. Down the line, Jacoby Dixon. Touchdown, Cubs. Jacoby Dixon with 49 yards out gives the Cubs the lead once again. And then Galeen would come back and tie it and make it 14-14. And then Jacoby Dixon would score a second touchdown of the night, this time on a 36-yard run. He's going to dig it himself, go behind the line, and he breaks through, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown! Jacoby Dixon was 36 yards away. And then after Darius Brown recovered a fumble, the Cubs would get the football back, and this time a little trick play, as it was Jacoby Dixon throwing the halfback pass to Chris Guidry for a 35-yard touchdown run. Pass. Now he's going to put it up in the air.
Touchdown.
And let's see who's on the other end of that. That is Chris Guidry. And that's a Brenham Cub touchdown. And then we go into the second quarter. And it would be Cubs would score on a 31-yard field goal by Blue Sinega. And then it would be Dixon a little bit later on with a 52-yard run, his third touchdown run of the night. And then off Dixon again. He's got more running room. Breaks free, and he's heading to the end zone. Can he beat him out? Yes, he can. And that's another Brenham Cub touchdown. And then we move on to the third quarter, and it would be Jacoby Dixon again, this time from 14 yards out. Time to give this to Jacoby Dixon. Dixon bounces off tackle. He breaks free. And he's in the end zone for the first time. And then how about for a defensive touchdown? It was Doyle Brown this on what would turn out to be a 70-yard pick six as he intercepts it and returns to the turns it for a touchdown. Okay, I guess that's the one we didn't get. And then it would be Jacoby Dixon this time on a 41-yard touchdown run, and he would take it in the end zone for his fifth touchdown of the night. And then Dixon, again from 8 yards out, and then one more for good measure in the fourth quarter from 9 yards out. Dixon with 7 touchdowns on the ground, as we said, 291 yards rushing. Well, we're going to take a break and be back, and when we come back, Tommy and I will name the Whataburger Wanna Play of the Game, as well as our John Breeden Outstanding Players of the Game, after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The Nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local farmer's insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs, and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Hey Brenham, Chase here. Looking for an unbeatable deal on top quality tractor? Swing by our New Holland location on Highway 290, where inventory must go and prices have been slashed to move. Whether you need a powerhouse like the New Holland T6 series or the versatile Workmaster 25S, we've got the perfect tractor for any size property. Can't make it by? No worries. Visit our display at the Washington County Fair or check out more details online at wctractor.com. Hurry in today and take advantage of these incredible savings before they're gone.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to name our Whataburger What a Play of the Game, and it's sponsored by Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family-owned and operated since 1950 with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South, open 24/7. And for our What a Play of the Game, we have so many good choices out there. And we're going to go with something we don't get too much of, and that's a defensive touchdown, and that was by Doyle Brown.
No doubt about it, Doug. It came there with 7:43 in the third quarter. Doyle Brown intercepted a pass, took it 70 yards for a touchdown, and that made the score at that time. I want to make sure I get all my numbers right. 52-35. You know, we still had a touch-and-go game before that, and that just kick-started that Cub offense, and game over after that. Great job. Whataburger play of the game. Doyle Brown, 70-yard TD interception.
And honorable mention to Hagan Frank for the touchdown catch on the first play of the game for 90 yards.
That's a heck of an honorable mention, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And now for our John Breeden stars of the game and our outstanding player of the game on offense. Well, this one was a no-brainer. I mean, what a night again for Jacoby Dixon. 291 yards rushing, 7 touchdowns, sets a new school record for touchdowns in a single game. And that young man just, he never ceases to amaze us.
I tell you what, and I'll throw in that little honorable mention there, that offensive line. If you give, when they give Jacoby Dixon a hole and he gets two more steps, it's over with. And then he's just lights out after that. Just great job. Jacoby Dixon, just outstanding. I can't say any more.
Yeah, and then on the defensive side, we had several players making key plays tonight. And one of them that really stood out was the sophomore safety, Quincy Adams, with 2 big interceptions. And he was playing against their big receivers tonight. And had some good coverage there, and really made the plays in the secondary when they needed him to.
No doubt about it, and Coach Young's elated to that. That young man over there, number 7, I think it's Antoine Warren. Mm-hmm. That, the way he said, that is a skilled individual.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, it came up. Quincy Adams has those 2 big interceptions, and he was in on tackles all night long.
And so Quincy Adams and Jacoby Dixon are outstanding players of the game, brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. Back with the final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
And back we go one final time here to Cubs Stadium. And it was, once again, our final score. Cubs win it 73-42, the final score here. And now next week, Cubs, first of all, 4-0 on the season. And next week, back out on the road, going back to Huntsville.